For the Bushmen, it was this animal poaching that landed them in serious trouble. The Zulu farmers chased the sand further and further into the higher mountains, eventually pushing them out of the Drakensberg altogether.
It is amazing to think that this is where the sand Bushmen stood. This is their view.
Imagine that was your house, Julia. Wouldn't mind that at all.
I wouldn't mind that at all.
Just down from the cave is my final goal at the end of day one. Luckily for me and countless other walkers, it's a rather special overnight refuge. One man made this isolated spot accessible. Albert van der Riet was a young white farmer with a very ambitious goal. Lacking maps, money and even a road, he decided to build a hotel here. I've arranged to meet someone who's been visiting this spot for more than 50 years. It's an extraordinary position, this hotel. And Albert is the man who had the vision to put it here.
Well, he was looking for the ideal place. And he came hunting here. He came to hunt in this valley. And he thought this was the ideal spot.
But logistically, it was a nightmare.
Of course it was. I don't know how he thought he'd ever succeed.
Building a hotel at the head of an inaccessible valley was a serious undertaking. But its proximity to the peaks has brought generations of walkers here.